This is Inner Healing Paths podcast. Here we discuss the healing of the mind, body, soul, and spirit through a variety of different paths. We have emotional and spiritually minded conversations centering on ancestral healing, psychology, astrology, yoga, meditation, magic, and indigenous spiritual practices of the world. I am your host, Rosa Shetty, and I am so happy you are here. Welcome. Welcome, Brenda, to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me and for the opportunity to be here with you.
Yeah, of course. And to get started, I just want to ask you to share with the audience a little bit about yourself and the healing work that you do.
Yes, of course. So I'm a mother of two boys, 9 and 11. My husband and I are striving to make sure they grow up to be, gentlemen in this day and age, especially. And my daughter, sister, and friend. And part of my healing work is starting this organization called Seek and Shine that I started in early 2023. It was something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, but always had that imposter syndrome where it's like, why should I? Why me? Like, why should, I always had an excuse. Always talked about it, but never really had the courage to do it. And then a couple of situations kind of happened before I decided to actually get it going that really pushed me to do it and realize that this is something that was needed. And it also has become part of my own healing process to do this organization. And it's something that I wanted to put out there for women to have like a safe space for discussion. It's a place where we can network and connect with each other. And my goal was to do it for free. To have this resource for free for women to be able to connect with others and grow and learn from each other. And then we also connect with professionals to donate their time and provide information on various topics, which we thank you again because you are so gracious in doing a session for us around mental health. And it was a great event. So that's, part of the healing that I do with our other women is doing these events where women can learn from each other, learn from a certain topic that professionals donate their time in doing so.
Yeah, I love that. So the goal is to empower women through education, through learning a particular topic. I know when I came on, we talked about, of course, mental health, but I noticed that you've had people from, financial services and, just all from all branches of life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like when I first started, I really didn't know how this was going to go. Right. I think when I was trying to start this organization, I wanted something where it was a diverse group of women from different age groups and different cultural backgrounds and ethnicities, because I think especially in this polarization world that we live in, I think it's really important for us to really understand each other's differences and cultures. And I think that creates kindness. So I thought that was really important to have a group of women that was from different age groups and backgrounds. Our participants who have come to our events, range from their mid-20s to, 80 years old. And everyone brings, a different journey. Different story that I think we can all learn from each other. So I think that was like part of my main goal is to create a group where we can all learn from each other, but also intimate in a safe space where people can talk about different situations that normally we don't talk about. And I think for me, being Latina, there's a lot of things that growing up you just don't talk about. If it was from sexual assault to sexual abuse, it was miscarriage or postpartum depression, if you were going through it, you kind of just like brush it under the rug and you just moved on. So growing up with those type of, situations, not so much personal, but knowing from others, it was, I was just kind of like, well, why? Like, why can't we talk about it? And for me, I had a personal situation that happened when I was in high school. I went through a sexual assault situation, and it took me a long time to talk about it. And that was kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to create this group, because it was time for other women to have that support. And I've been blessed with a group of women that I grew up with in 7th grade. And I've always had that village around me, that support group over, with each other through thick and thin. And, some of these close friends have gone through divorce. Some of them have gone through their own personal, traumas. And we've been there for each other. And I just know that that is needed. And I think it's, I thought it would be welcome. So like you said, it's a safe space and also a way for us to just grow and learn from each other and also learn from different topics, which is why we bring professionals. So we've done one on financial investment. We did the mental health. We did one on self-love, more than just, emotional intelligence. And then we're doing one coming up in March 23rd on communication. So those are just, some of the events. So as you're learning and we're all learning together, it kind of opens up for conversation, and then people start being vulnerable and start talking. And then I learn from someone that can maybe help me, and vice versa.
Yeah, I love that. And you mentioned just being around other women or being part of a group of fellow women that are there to support you or cheer you on or a shoulder to cry on when you're going through difficult times. And it sounds like you've been blessed with that throughout your life. And I love the idea of having a group like this because so many women do not have that. And so many women do not have these lifelong female friends that they can lean on and call on for support. And with that, I wanted to ask you in with your own journey in recovery, how just being with other women in what ways would you say was helpful to you to have this support, not just for what you experienced in high school, but just throughout your life and go, going through all the ups and downs of life. How has that been specifically helpful for you? What has been the difference, that you've noticed in your life?
I think for me, going through the situation that I went through when I was young, I kept it very secret because of the shame that I had, thinking like, I thought it was my fault that I put myself in that situation, or, what are people gonna think? So I would say probably not until about 25 years later, did one of my friends go through a situation with her daughter where her daughter was going through a trauma, but her daughter was a lot younger than I am now, and she had the courage to voice it and say something and do about it. So in turn, she gave me the courage. And I'm like, well, if she can have the courage to say something, why can't I after all these years? And I didn't tell my husband, and because I felt the same shame and same like scared of like, what is he gonna think? Like, what is he gonna say? Is he gonna say like, what were you doing there? But it was totally the opposite. He was very supportive, very understanding. And that kind of just like helped me be more vulnerable, which was really hard for me, which kind of makes me emotional now. But it was really hard for me to be vulnerable. And I think it stems back from that situation. And it took me a long time to really be honest with myself and be honest with people around me that I love. And that I realized that after I said it, that they were going to be there and be supportive regardless. So that was kind of a turning point that I was like, I am blessed that I have a group of girlfriends that I've known since 7th grade that've been with me through thick and thin, but I still didn't have the courage to talk about that. until my friend's daughter did. And then it gave me the courage to talk about it with my husband and then be open with it with my friends. And then I started thinking, like, I'm sure there's more women like me who have gone through the same situation, or have felt maybe the same shame, not being able to talk about it. And that really kind of pushed me to be like, okay, I need to maybe start this organization because I have that village and I know there's maybe other women that don't. And I really want to give that to other women who have that support and that village and that shoulder, like you said, to cry on or lean on, or just to really talk about it, whatever it is, whatever, topic that we're getting together for. And that kind of was really my turning point to start the this women's group. And like I said, I would just talk about it and talk about it, but I still didn't have the courage to do it. So another friend of mine that I hadn't seen in a long time, I was telling her about it, and she was like, you know what? It sounds like you've been talking about it a little too long now. Let's just do it. Let's just get it started. So she really pushed me to like get it going and stop talking about it and do it. And helped me to get organized and do our first event on self-love. So our core group of Seek and Shine is Shelly, who was the one who kind of pushed me to get it going, my sister Monica, Gloria, who has been a pivot in pillar in her community, and her daughter Shantae. So there have been a core group of supporting me in doing this women's group, and have been supporting me along the way. So I have been truly blessed.
Well, thank you for being vulnerable and sharing your, a little bit of your story with us. It's definitely not easy to talk about, even when you've done the work, the healing work, and even, when it's still something that it's hard to share and open up. So I really appreciate you sharing about your story, and this sense of deep shame is just so prevalent, with trauma, sexual violence survivors. But it, like you said, sometimes the longer, we keep this inside, and we think we must be the only ones struggling with this. And so you shared about seeing your friends or your friend's daughter opening up, and during the Me Too movement, so many women opened up and came forward because for the same reason that you shared, because seeing other women talk about it and show up in that way just gave so many others the courage to also speak up, and that's what that movement was all about. It was about witnessing this collective desire to just say our truth and speak up and open up, and in that same in that process also have the support, the healing that we need. And that, for a lot of women, I'm not saying that's the end all be all of healing, but it is a critical point. It is, that's how healing begins, is first acknowledging within yourself that yes, this happened, I'm not the only one, and then seeking that support. That is the foundation of that healing work that happens from that point forward.
And what's interesting to me is that I think I blocked it, right? I blocked it out of my mind and for years. And then even the Me Too movement, I think that's when it started coming back, but I still didn't know how to talk about it, right? How to voice it, how to have the courage to get it out there. Until, someone that was a lot younger than me had the courage, and I thought, okay, this has to, I have to really acknowledge it, because apparently it's still affecting me. Even though I talk about it, I still get emotional about it. But I knew that I had to at least have the courage to get it out. And then knowing that I'm going to get that support, and then move on from it and see, like, okay, well, then how can I support others if it's not, in the same situation that I went through? But, I'm sure there's other situations and there's other journeys and there's other stories that people have on their own that may be feeling the same way that I am. And like you said, I think the first step for me, was acknowledging that it was okay, to talk about it. And really feeling that support was huge. It was huge. I think when I felt the support from my husband and I, you know, I never thought that I wasn't going to get support from him. You know, I just kind of felt like you say, like the shame, like, you know, what is he going to think of me, right? But it was the total opposite, and also my friends and I think that's the key thing is just, you know, trying to be vulnerable because that was really hard for me to be vulnerable. And I think that was part of the reason why I kept that so blocked out of my life that everything else was kind of like a wall. You know, everything that I would put, I was just like very serious about and very personal about things. It was hard for me to be vulnerable, but once I was able to get that out, it kind of felt like a weight lifted off my shoulder, right? I felt a little bit like more free, but I can kind of just move on and start healing, and trying to see how I can just meet other women to connect, and see how I can help in any way that I can. Like I'm not by all means a professional in the sense of, you know, feeling a therapist or a psychologist, but I think just like you said, being able to talk about it, I think is very helpful then to keep it in for many, many years like I did.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the just for the listeners, the statistics on sexual violence survivors is, at least here in the United States, is 1 out of 5, women are survivors of some form of sexual trauma at some point in their life, and 1 out of 7 men. And this is just what's reported, right? So the numbers could be a lot higher for both, but this is something that so many women and men, everyone experiences. And I think that's one of the things about opening up, is that you don't feel isolated. You don't feel that you're the only one that could have possibly gone through this. So, and I just think it's such a key part of starting that journey. And for what I get from you, is that once you were able to start that process, then you were able to almost like open up your heart, your just your energy to welcome other people, even though it may be different situations, different difficulties that they've experienced, but you were able to open up this space, this organization, in the form of an organization, to welcome those that need that support, that need that space to learn and to just be in companionship and with other women, which is a beautiful thing. You know, I love being in women's circles. It's just, there's an energy there that is so powerful.
And I think, I mean, now I think it's needed more than ever. I mean, I think it's something that, like you mentioned, a lot of women don't have that support. You know, I have someone else very near and dear that went through a divorce that was really difficult for her. You know, and she didn't have that support group, you know, the village that I had. And seeing her going through, you know, the struggles and the difficulties of now realizing of, you know, being a single mom and not having that village, I realized that, you know, there's so many other women like her that may need that support and that may have gone through that same situation and that may be able to be a resource to provide, you know, what they did that was helpful or, you know, or what they can do if it's to help their family or to, you know, to help them go into some type of depression or anxiety about it, right? Or even if it's financially, you know, and I think, you know, going back to being Latina, there's so many things I think, and I'm speaking for myself that you really don't talk about, and then yet it's so hard then to then find out how you can get help for it, right? Because you just don't talk about it. It's just so taboo, or it's just like, you know, you have to kind of just push through it and move on and figure it out. And I remember growing up, I had some friends who I was lucky enough with my mother, who she was very open in the sense of if I had questions that I was able to ask her questions. I wasn't afraid to ask her questions. She was very strict. And in a Latina household, they were very strict. But then she was also had this like this wonderful balance about herself of being able to to allow us to ask the questions. And I wasn't afraid to ask the questions about if there was, my menstrual cycle, if it was about, sexuality. Like, she was open about that. And I had other friends who were kind of in awe, like, your mom talked to you about that? Like, mama doesn't even like prepare me for like my menstrual cycle, like what had happened. Like, I was freaking out that that was happening. So there's like, I think a lot of situations in Latino cultures that we just don't talk about. And I think if you don't talk about it, then how are you gonna get that help, right? How are you gonna get that resource? Well, how are you gonna know how, it's gonna help you? And I think the key thing with Seek and Shine, why I wanted to do it with different backgrounds, it's because we're all human, right? When we feel we all hurt. When there's something that's tragic, we all have the tears that we may cry about. We may have, the stress or the frustration. But we may all handle it differently. And maybe what I've been doing wasn't working, but maybe what someone else, was doing will work and may work for me. So I also thought it was important to have with different backgrounds and cultures to understand, if they went through something that maybe wasn't, a trauma, but maybe if it was even something that was, planning for your retirement, planning for financial investment and generational wealth, what did you do that maybe I can do or prepare my kids for, that I just haven't thought of? Maybe if it's someone that went through, going back to a friend of divorce, what did you do that maybe that would help me? So I think just being in those spaces, and also feeling that you're in a safe space with people that have gone through certain situations will help you, and at least I know has helped me, be open about it and really just talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to ask you, because when we started, you mentioned the imposter syndrome that was that kept, coming up for you, and finally getting the courage. So I wanted to ask, because this happens to everyone. I think I was watching J-Lo's documentary on Netflix, and she talks about imposter syndrome. Oprah talks about imposter syndrome. It affects all of us. And but I wanted to ask you, how did you find that courage to just, do this organization? And also, how did you get through that imposter syndrome to the point that you were able to just move past it and get it started, in spite of what you were experiencing and these doubts that you were having?
You know what? I honestly, I didn't do this alone, right? It started with like, something that happened in my past and like really looking around me who was going through their own situations and feeling that there was a need, and just talking about it. But I still get that imposter syndrome. I think it comes in waves for all of us. And it's funny because, my husband is, one of my biggest cheerleaders. And every time I get that imposter syndrome, he's like, "What's wrong with you?" He's like, "You can do this." And he tries to like, really support me and like cheer me up and telling me like, of everyone, you're intelligent, you totally do it. So I think it's like really having that support and really having that group around you. And again, going back to my village and the group of girls that I've known since 7th grade, being supportive and saying like, "No, you can't do this. Like, why can't you? Like, why wouldn't you?" And I think that was part of it, is having those group of people around me tell me that why not, that I can, that they were going to support me, that whatever I needed, that they were going to be there to help me along the way. And again, Shelly, the one friend that I connected with, she was the one that kind of like literally dragged me over and started telling all these other women about my idea and how I wanted to do it. So it, going back to like the Seek and Shine and having a village, it's like that's what we want to be for women. It's like we want to be your village, and we want, like, you have the imposter syndrome, we will be your village to really knock that imposter syndrome out and be your cheerleader and let you know that, no, you know what, if you want to do this, you can do it, and we will support you in any way that you can. And I think that's how I kind of got over that imposter syndrome, was because I had that support behind me. And I had people that rallied around me to really get it off the ground and get it going. And I still do. And I think at the end of the day, it's something that can help anyone, right? And everyone, you know, I know it's a woman's group, but in a woman's group, you know, there's their sisters, their daughters, their mothers, their friends, and they can, you know, take whatever they learned, you know, and share it with others. So I still get that imposter syndrome, but with Big and Shy, I did have a great group of people behind me to get this, you know, off the ground and running, and I think we need that.
I love that. And for you in just your own healing journey and since starting Seek and Shine, what have you observed just within yourself in terms of your healing and healing from your past wounds and traumas? Have you noticed that that your healing has also evolved as Seek and Shine has grown? You know, just anything that you've noticed or observed about yourself and your healing journey as you got this organization Seek and Shine going.
I think it has. I mean, I think it has made me, like I said, more vulnerable, which is really hard for me to be. It has made me more open to really, you know, connect with other people. You know, I mean, I've always been someone who's always tries to connect with people and really want to learn from people, but it kind of gave me, I would say, a little bit of more confidence to do it because there was a purpose behind it, you know, that I wanted to not only help my own healing journey, but also help others and their own, if you know, or just if they wanted to participate to learn and grow and connect and network. So I think that's how it has helped me in my healing journey. I'm still healing, as you saw. Like I still get emotional talking about it, and I honestly haven't really told a lot of people in my family because of, you know, the same reasons why you just don't talk about it. And you know, when you invited me to come and do this and to talk about, you know, the purpose of Seek and Shine, I was thinking about, like, you know, this it's gonna be deep for me as to why, because I haven't really talked about it. And I had to give myself permission to be like, it's okay, you know, to talk about it, because it's also important to put it out there. If other women, you know, have gone through these type of situations and who are feeling that shame or who are feeling that they don't know how to talk about it or how to get the words out. You know, I think it's important to know that, you know, there is support out there. There is, you know, a village. There is, a lot of women, like you said, that have gone through it. And I think that's been part of my healing process for Seek and Shine is putting myself out there and just really knowing how I can help others do the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that is so important. You know, like we were talking about earlier, that is that in and of itself, just l listening to someone's story can be the catalyst for you to start your own journey, your own healing. And that you may not even know the person. You know, you may just hear their story and it may resonate so deeply that it inspires you to want to work on, you know, the wounds, the traumas that you've experienced. So
Yeah.
I think sharing our story when we're ready, right? When we're ready and when we have the opportunity is important, but you know, it's not necessary, of course. Everyone has their
Right.
own journey. There's people that are very private and doesn't mean they're not healing also, right? It's just everyone has a different way of sharing and healing. But I think it's just listening to someone's story is so powerful. And any regarding any matter, right? But
Yeah.
especially when it comes to trauma, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's like, and also everybody has their own time, right? I mean, obviously with Seek and Shine, we don't expect for anyone to come to our events and be vulnerable right away. No, I mean our events, like I mentioned, vary from different topics. But like for me, it has been part of my healing to really put something together where we can be a support group, and I think one of the most intimate topics that we've done has been about, you know, self-love and mental health. I think the first one that we did, self-love, people really were vulnerable in talking about themselves and what they wanted to do in their life and their goals. And then some people got emotional, and it was just very beautiful. And with mental health, you know, people were really open about their own personal situations. And you know, we've gone other topics, like I mentioned, on financial responsibility and investment and how to do generational wealth. And the next one is like, you know, building your confidence on communication. But I do want to do, you know, like wellness retreats where we can get together and just like, just you know, just talk and just connect. You know, just really be raw and human for those who want to be, and for those who just want to be there and present, that's fine. But I mean, we really want people to feel in a safe space in whatever, you know, time that they're at in their life and in their journey, and just be supported in whichever way, you know. And the wellness retreat that we want to do is, you know, it's to do just that. It's just to kind of have a time for yourself, where you get to connect and learn from others. We don't expect people to be vulnerable. And we also want to do events where it is about vulnerability. Like maybe there's some people that just don't know how to be vulnerable. Like I'm still working on that. And I appreciate you really inviting me to this event and in this space with your podcast, because it continues to give me the courage to talk about, you know, my situation and continue to be vulnerable, which for me is important. And we hope that you can shine at some point. It becomes, you know, safe space for other women, you know, when the time is right for them, you know, to connect with others and be vulnerable if it's right for them. But like I said, our events, you know, vary, and we just really want to be that support group in any way that we can.
No, absolutely. And I was, wanted to ask you, in regards to spirituality, how does spirituality, not necessarily religion per se, but it could be, how has that played a role in your life and in your process, your healing, and in the creation of Seek and Shine?
Yeah, I think with spirituality, it's been very important in the sense of connecting, with learning really how to connect with myself, and understanding my feelings and understanding, really paying attention to what I'm feeling, and being okay with it. Been able to connect with other women's groups where they've done wellness retreats, and we do sound baths, and which is something that was new for me. And going into Seek and Shine, it has also given me the opportunity to connect with other women's groups, and doing like a sound baths and yoga and wellness retreats, and has really helped me open to really understanding my worth, I guess, and my value. And spiritually just connecting, you know, if it's with nature, and you know, and my religion, just praying to be at peace, you know, with myself, and then praying for others. You know, I grew up Catholic, and I grew up going to church every Sunday. But for me, it's not, you know, being, you know, institutionally in a church. For me, it's like I can still pray and be spiritual in my own house and be able to be connected, you know, I think with my own feelings, with nature. You know, I think it's really important to kind of disconnect from like your everyday life, if it's from, you know, my day job. And I think Seek and Shine has kind of helped me do that. It's kind of helped me slow down. You know, I used to work in a position which it was very chaotic. And I just felt when I would talk about Seek and Shine, like I just didn't have the time, or didn't know like where would I have the time to do that. I had the opportunity to remove myself from that position, and was given another opportunity where it gave me the flexibility to have the time to do Seek and Shine and slow down. So with Seek and Shine, it kind of gave me kind of that vision. I don't know what the word would say, if it's the vision or a way to really slow down and to really think about what's important, you know, maybe the little things, and maybe the things that should be important mentally, for my own mental health. And I think that's, you know, part of also the reasons why we're doing this because we kind of need to. We go through our life, if it's, if you have a family or anybody, if they're busy with work, you kind of forget about yourself and your mental health and connecting with others. And I think we're human. We want to connect with other people, right? We want to be surrounded with other people, and I think we want to learn and grow. And I think that's part of like a spiritual journey. It's really learning from others, and growing from others, and learning their own spiritual journey, because maybe it's something that they're doing is going to help me as well. So I think those are some of the reasons and some of the, the ways why we move forward with it as well.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for sharing. And so wanted to ask you, what are some of the events that are coming up for Seek and Shine? How can people join and just, how they can learn more about your organization?
Yeah, so well, Seek and Shine, like I mentioned, it's free. It's a women's organization. Our goal is to continue providing our resources for free. The resources vary from various topics, and we try to have one at least every quarter. It seems like we're doing it like every 3 months or so. Our next one is on March 23rd, and the way that it's actually hosted, we do it both virtually and in person, but it also depends on the topic. If it's the topic where the presenter believes that it may be best to do it just virtual, then we'll do it virtual. If they believe it's best to do it just in person, then we'll do it that way. But people can find us right now. We're on Instagram at Seek and Shine Together. So people can go on Instagram at Seek and Shine Together to learn about our events. Since the events are free, I mean, we generally do this, voluntarily for the main core group that is supporting me and doing the group. They volunteer their time to do these events together, and the professionals who come in and do a presentation on a focus topic donate their time. But we do a lot of the stuff out of pocket too. So like the Zoom links and the SurveyMonkey and the marketing that comes out of pocket. So at some point we want to do just sell some merchandise that is directed to Seek and Shine, so we can kind of continue funding the events for free. And my goal is to have like inspirational quote t-shirts, like still keep it in a positive, level. So that's something that we want to do like in the future. But our next event, like I mentioned, is in Seek and Shine. It's going to be hosted from one of our participants. So the participants who have come to our events, they donate their house to host the events. So like I said, we don't have a budget, so we don't have like a space that we can rent. So people have been really open to donate their house to host the events. And our next one is going to be in person. It's going to be by Lee Brockman. She's from Organic Communication, and she's amazing. She's been doing a lot of communication and trainings for private and public organizations. And she's also done it for education institutions like USC and UCLA. And what she does is really help people how to communicate in your professional and personal level to really understand and be confident with your communication. So the next one is called Stop Blocking, Start Communicating, Key Skills for Successful Communicators. So I'm hoping that people will join our event. It's going to be in person. The presenter thinks it's best to have this one in person because it's more of an engaging event, but it's going to be in North Hills. So if anyone's interested, please feel free to go on to Seek and Shine Together so you can learn how to register.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And to connect with you, would it be through the same Instagram account, Seek and Shine Together?
Yeah, or they can shoot
Yeah.
me an email if there's anyone that we're always, looking for people who are interested in doing a presentation on a certain topic, or if someone has an idea of a topic that would be great for us to host an event. I mean, we're always open to that. So they can email me at seekandshinetogether@gmail.com. So if anyone's interested in even being a participant or volunteering or just telling us like, hey, you know what, you should do an event on this, we're really open to that.
Okay, wonderful. And I'll include this information in the show notes so folks can find it easily.
Thank you.
Well, Brenda, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, sharing your story, sharing about Seek and Shine and all the wonderful work that you guys are doing there. I really appreciate you sharing this with my listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate you. This has been also part of my healing process being on the podcast with you. So I really thank you as well.
Of course, of course. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope that you found it healing and nourishing to your mind and soul. If there's a friend that you think would benefit from listening to this information, please share it. Share about our podcast. If you feel called to, please leave us a review, as this really, really helps boost our presence here in Apple Podcasts, and it makes it easier for others to find us. To stay up to date on new episode releases and special events and projects that I'm working on, you can follow us on Instagram at Inner Healing Paths Podcast. And you can subscribe to my newsletter by going to my website, which is rosashettilcsw.com. And I will include this information and links in the show notes. Once again, thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to sharing with you again next time.